Hey there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9, coming to you from the beautiful city of Mechelen here in Belgium. We are at Techorama 2016, and I have a really awesome guest. Why don't you tell us who you are and what you do?
Yeah, my name is Yves Goeleven. I'm one of the local guys presenting at this conference. Mm-hmm. I actually presented on this conference in something that's not my profession, so it's just a hobby project. I'm working on embedded microprocessor for monitoring parts in my home.
That's awesome. So it's like an IoT type thing.
It's an IoT type thing, but very, very low level. So these are very tiny microchips called AT Tiny as well, which have the surface area of about your fingerprint.
Wow.
Very small. And they basically can run the same infrastructure or code as Arduino can.
I see.
So you can code them the same way as Arduino. They have more limits, so they have less capacity in terms of the storage that the code that you can put on there. They have less I/O pins. They have less speed, of course. But the upside is that they can run on, if you program them well, they can run on a battery for several months or years.
Interesting. So they're this big, right?
Yeah, smaller. They're like...
So super tiny. What kind of code can you put on them? And then how do you make something sort of interesting and or useful? Because my sense is that with just one of them, it's not going to do it for you.
Yeah. So how do you make them interesting? Let me start with the first question. How do you put code on them?
Yeah.
So you cannot put code on them directly. You need some additional programmer. This could be a regular Arduino or some specific board to do the programming. Mm-hmm. Then you can put your code on there. You can program them with assembler if you, that's one language, and C is another one. Mm-hmm. And Arduino is a variation of C, so you can also put that on there. How do you make them more interesting? Because of course they are just a chip, right? They have some breakout pins which you can put on a breadboard or protoboard or something that you print, and then you can attach other sensors to it to make it more interesting.
So with this little sensor, what capabilities does it have, just the tiny sensor?
Just a tiny sensor, it has about 1 megahertz CPU basically, so it can run a million operations a second. It has 8 kilobytes of local storage. And if you code it well, you can attach as much sensor as you like. One of the key capabilities of the thing is that you can put it to real hardware level sleep. Mm-hmm. You can put it down to sleep and wake it every 8 seconds, collect some piece of information, and then send it out. You can attach a radio a chip to it to actually send some information to the cloud or anything.
Is it connected to the internet, this little device?
Not by default. You need to build a circuit yourself to actually give it capabilities to communicate. Mm-hmm. You can do that with a radio chip or a Wi-Fi chip or a Bluetooth chip. That's up to you.
So what is it that you actually built with these little chips in your home?
I have a hobby. As a hobby, I grow chili peppers. Mm-hmm. And with our weather conditions, only the summer is good enough for actually make them survive.
Right.
But if you want to grow them up, you will have to do it indoors. Indoors means you will have to keep a controlled area in which you have humidity in control, light in control, temperature in control. Mm-hmm. And I use these little sensors to actually figure out what the current conditions are so that I need to change them or not.
So is that, what kind of information is it pulling? And then how are you making decisions based upon these particular information?
So now we're coming back into out of my hobby space into my professional life.
Okay.
My professional life is all about building cloud services, cloud architectures, and I'm extracting from these devices humidity, light, and temperature, and I'm sending that through a local base station, sending it to Azure, and actually processing it in Azure. So professionally, I have two jobs. So one part of the job is building my own service called Message Handler, which pulls in telemetry using Event Hubs on Azure. And then it processes them. It's actually very similar to what Stream Analytics does, but we use reactive extensions.
I see.
We get a lot more power in processing the information. So I collected information from all of these sensors and then process it so that I can have a good real-time idea of what's going on inside that environment.
And so once you get this information and you know about the environment, how do you process it / visualize / analyze it?
Yeah. Well, right now that's still pretty basic what I do with the information. So I just store it and I also aggregate it and I give a real-time view of the last 5 minutes so that I can see what is going on.
Right.
These are plants. They will not die if the temperature goes up a little bit for a minute. They don't care. But if it's extended or long, then I have to take some corrective action locally, make sure they get more wind to remove water or get additional water right. and things like that. So it's not that advanced yet. Of course, I hope to take the information further and do more advanced stuff with it later.
Yeah, but I mean, it's already advanced in the sense that you're measuring all the stuff that the plant would need to actually grow yes. properly.
And it's on a plant-by-plant basis. So that's a big difference from most systems that you can buy. Those monitor an entire area. Well, these little chips can be put each plant individually, and you can get a very detailed view of what each different what each plant actually needs.
So this is what you talked about here at yeah. Techrama. Is yes. there a place where we can go to see sort of more of what you built?
Yeah, masterscanner.net is online. It's currently a very advanced prototype. I've been working on it for quite some time. The chilies, when they are actually being monitored, because today is no longer the case.
Yeah.
But if you come back in January or February, you can have a website where you can see in real time the statistics of these plants.
Well, that's awesome. I love how you combine sort of IoT with really tiny devices with Azure to actually make something cool.
Yeah, and for personal use, this one. Of course, there are also companies using it for professional use. I cannot talk about those things because it's under NDA.
Absolutely.
But as a personal project, I can definitely talk about it. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us, my friend. Again, we've been learning about IoT, how to do cool stuff with IoT on Azure as well. We're in Mechelen, the beautiful city of Belgium, in Techorama 2016. My name is Seth Juarez. This is Channel 9. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time. Take care.